Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a retro rave jungle bassline and arranging it so it actually works in a drum and bass track. This is not just about making a bass sound old school. It's about making the bassline behave like part of the drum arrangement. In jungle and rave-leaning DNB, the bass has to drive the groove, answer the snare, create tension, and keep the drop moving without wrecking the low end. That's the mission here. We're going to build a two-part bass idea. A clean sub foundation and a more aggressive mid-range layer with some rave character. Then we'll shape that into a proper section in arrangement view, with variation, automation, and a bit of audio editing so it feels like a real drop rather than a loop running in circles. Start by setting your tempo in the classic DNB zone, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. A sweet spot for this kind of retro rave feel is about 172 BPM. It's fast enough to feel urgent, but still gives you room to place bass notes with intent. Before you write any bass, loop a two-bar drum section. You want the drums giving you the framework first. That could be the kick and snare pattern, a chopped break underneath, maybe a shaker or a ride for extra movement. The important thing is to hear the pocket. DNB basslines are rhythmic ideas, not just notes. So the drums set the rules. While you're building, keep your headroom sensible. Don't slam the master early. Leave space for the kick, the snare, and the sub. A good working target is around minus 6 dB of peak headroom while you're sketching the idea. Now create a MIDI track and load operator. For the sub layer, keep it simple. A sine wave is perfect. You can use a triangle too, but a sine gives you that clean low-end foundation. Set the amp envelope so the notes feel the way you want them to feel. If you want stabs, keep the decay short and the sustain low. If you want a rolling bass, let the notes sustain a little more. Add a small amount of glide, maybe somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds, so notes can slide into each other just enough to feel fluid. Now write a short phrase, not a whole melody. Think one bar or two bars, and only 3 to 5 notes to start. That's the whole point. Retro rave jungle bass often hits harder when it's restrained. You can try root notes, a fifth, a minor third, maybe the flat second or flat sixth for tension. If you're in a minor, for example, you might move between A, G, C, and D, with an octave jump for impact. That gives you a dark, classic feel without turning the bass into a lead line. Pay attention to note length. Some notes should be short and punchy. Maybe one or two can ring a little longer so the phrase has shape. If every note is identical, the groove gets stiff fast. Jungle and rave bass wants a bit of human imbalance. Now comes the part where the bass starts talking to the drums. This is where the groove really comes alive. Try placing bass notes just before the snare for a push, or right after the snare for a response. Use off beats. Leave little gaps where the break can breathe. You want the bass to interlock with the drums, not sit on top of them like a separate idea. A useful way to think about it is like this. Bar 1 makes the statement, bar 2 gives a variation, bar 3 repeats with a twist, and bar 4 creates a turnaround. That sentence shape matters. If your bass line feels like a loop with no punctuation, give it a stronger ending or a small change at the end of the phrase. Even tiny timing changes can transform the feel. If something sounds too robotic, nudge one or two notes a bit earlier or later by a 16th. In drum and bass, that tiny shift can change the whole attitude of the groove. It can make the bass feel urgent, lazy, heavy, or dangerous. Now split the bass into two layers. Keep the sub clean, and give the mid-range its own character. You can do this with duplicated MIDI tracks or an instrument rack. On the sub-chain, stay mono and simple. On the mid-chain, use something like Wavitable or another operator patch with more harmonic content. This is where the retro rave attitude comes from. For the mid-layer, a saw or square-based sound works well. You can filter it so the low end stays controlled, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on how much body you want. Add saturator to bring some grit into the sound. A drive of about 2 to 6 dB is often enough. A little erosion can add texture. Auto filter is great for movement. And if you want a more digital, ravey edge, a touch of redux can be really effective. Keep the sub centered. Use utility and set the width to 0% on the sub chain. Anything below roughly 120 Hz should stay mono and stable. That's one of the biggest rules here. The bass can feel wide in the mid-range, but the weight has to stay locked in the center. At this stage, listen for how the bass interacts with any break edits or ghost notes in the drums. If the break gets active in a certain spot, maybe the bass should leave space there. If there's a drum fill, maybe the bass should answer after it. If the snare needs more presence, maybe you mute a bass note so it can punch through. This is one of the key jungle ideas. The bass line often sounds strongest when it dodges the drums just enough to stay unpredictable. That little bit of avoidance makes the groove feel alive. Try a simple 4-bar test. Let bars 1 and 2 carry the main phrase. In bar 3, remove a note and let the break breathe. In bar 4, add a short turnaround note before the next downbeat. If the kick and bass are clashing, clean that up early. EQ 8 on the drum bus or the bass bus can help. Sometimes a small dip around 80 to 140 Hz on the drums gives the sub more room. Sometimes a gentle cut around 180 to 300 Hz on the bass helps the snare stay clear. Don't overdo it. The goal is separation, not thinning the track out. Now let's make the bass evolve across the drop. This is where automation becomes a big part of the arrangement. Automate the auto filter cutoff on the mid layer so it opens over 4 or 8 bars. Start darker, maybe around 150 Hz, then open it up toward the 2 to 5 kHz area depending on how bright you want it. That creates a clear energy lift. You can also automate saturate or dry for extra intensity. A small pitch rise on one note can add drama, especially if it only happens once in a while. A quick reverb send on a single hit can create a nice burst before cutting back to dry and punchy. And if you need a real drop moment, mute the bass for half a bar before the next section comes in. That kind of silence makes the return hit much harder. For a strong arrangement, think in 4, 8, and 16 bar phrases. Don't just loop the same idea endlessly. Maybe the first 4 bars introduce the riff, the next 4 bars strip it back slightly. Then the next section adds more edge, maybe a higher octave hit or more distortion. By the time you reach bar 13 or 16, you should have some kind of lift, fill, or filter move that makes the section feel intentional. Once the MIDI version is working, resample the bass to audio. This is a really powerful workflow in Ableton Live 12. It lets you commit to the sound and start editing it like a sample, which is perfect for jungle and rave-inspired material. You can reverse a note, shorten a tail, duplicate a hit, or slice the phrase more aggressively. That gives the bass a sampled, slightly chaotic feel while still keeping the low end under control. If the resampled layer feels too thin, keep the original sub underneath it. Let the audio layer handle character and movement, and let the sub carry the weight. Now set up a simple control bus for the drums and bass. You're not trying to overprocess anything. You're just making the low-end system behave as one unit. On the bass bus, use EQ 8 for minor cleanup, glue compressor very lightly if needed, and utility to check mono compatibility. Aim for control, not squeeze. If the bass feels smaller after compression, back off. On the drum bus, preserve the punch. Don't flatten the transients. Let the snare crack and the kick click stay alive. The whole point is to keep the drums and bass working together like a single engine. Check everything in mono. Then listen at low volume. That's a huge test. If the groove disappears when the sound is quiet, the mid-range character probably isn't strong enough. If the bass only works in stereo, it's not ready for club playback. Keep checking after every big change. A few mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the bass too melodic. Don't let the sub and kick fight for the same space. Don't over-widen the low end. Don't distort the entire bass chain if only the mid layer needs dirt. And don't ignore the placement of the break. The bass has to support the drum arrangement, not just exist alongside it. For heavier DNB, subtle harmonic movement often works better than just turning things louder. A little saturator, a little erosion, some filter movement, and careful note length choices can make the bass feel nasty in the best way. You can even add a tiny click or transient layer if you need the notes to read better on small speakers. Here's a great practice move. Build a 4-bar bass phrase with only 4 to 6 notes total. Make at least 2 of those notes answer the snare rather than land directly on it. Add a saturator and auto filter to the mid layer. Automate the filter over the 4 bars. Then bounce the bass to audio and make one simple edit, like reversing one note or adding a tiny fill at the end. Ask yourself a few key questions while you listen. Does the bass lock to the break? Is the sub still clean? Does the phrase feel like it wants to repeat? Or does it feel like it needs to move forward? If it feels too empty, add one short answer note after the snare. If it feels too busy, remove a note. To wrap it up, the real secret to a strong retro rave jungle bass line is treating it like part of the drum arrangement. Keep the sub clean. Give the mid layer movement. Write phrases that answer the break. Use automation to shape the energy. And don't be afraid to resample and commit once the groove is working. That's how you take a raw bass idea and turn it into a proper DNB drop section in Ableton Live 12. Heavy, nostalgic, punchy, and ready for the club. Now go build that phrase. Flip it against the drums and make it move.